Welcome back, dear listener, to the one and only Vagabond Dilemma. And in today's episode, it's a true treat for myself, because Henry brings us the story of one of the Crown Jewel Explorers, as well as has to publicly apologize to me for being an uncultured swine. Well, what else can I say? Enjoy!
Hello, everybody! Good day. Yeah. Welcome.
I'm gonna cry.
Why?
This is... Okay, this is the first episode we record in the New Year's, right? For us, yes. At least. Because there are episodes already out. But, yeah. And so it's been quite a while. And now, all we got for New Year's is this intro. It's like, well, could I come up with anything? And then we start with this.
You know, I was gonna say hello, and then I kind of lost my own thread, and then I just improvised, you know? And clearly I'm really good at that, so there you have it. That's what you're gonna get. Yeah, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. Oi. Well, so, Henry, New Year.
Yeah. Any resolutions?
Honestly, just to finish Bachelor.
that's
my
a good
resolution.
One.
And if I succeed in that this year, well, hell praise heaven above. We're going wild. And...
Oh yeah? Where are you going? Or that's just
know.
A promise that's going to happen?
No, it's just... I think, because now my whole being... is just finish the bachelor. If that happens, I'm just gonna disintegrate into atoms. Because the purpose of my being will just... What am I without this? Isn't this like every uni student life? As in, like, you just live for uni, and then once you are out in the void, you kind of just die?
You can become a waiter after you're done, Rudy. Isn't that good? Isn't that lovely?
I've been a waiter my whole life. I'm waiting for my... Okay, I'm not gonna...
All right.
Any New Year's resolutions for you?
Yeah, actually, I'm redoing a resolution I had a couple years back, because...
Ooh!
So, back in 2020...
Jesus,
right?
That's a while ago. Who even remembers that?
it's Jesus, it's been 3 years. Oh my god. That's... It... Yeah, alright, sorry. I just made myself sad by looking at the calendar. Anyway, back in 2020, I made the resolution for myself that, because I hadn't been out to a lot of concerts and stuff, I was going to go to more, like, live events, right?
Okay.
So, I went in January to one, I went in mid-February to one, and then Corona came
Never
and
again.
Locked everything. Yeah.
So are you
that's...
Going...
I have a couple things bookmarked. I haven't, like, bought any tickets yet, but I think I might do it tomorrow.
Let's go to Måneskin in Amsterdam in February.
Måneskin? That's probably sold out now.
Well, not if you ask nicely.
That's not how it works, but I love this for
you. It's exactly how it works. You just go there and you, ovulate your facilities.
Huh? What?
It's fine. We move on.
Yeah, we move on. Do you actually want to go to that or no?
I kind of would want to, yes. Actually, not kind of. I really would want to.
So what's holding
you
back?
So buy me a ticket.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
I mean, it was worth a shot, wasn't it?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
Wait, are you a bunny?
Am I a bunny?
A rabbit. The year of the rabbit. Were you born in the year of the rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, so in a couple of days, it's you. It's your year. You rise. You rise, child!
Oh, it's my year?
I think so. Yeah, this is the year of the rabbit.
Hell yeah. It's my year.
It is your year. What are you going to do with your year?
I'm gonna fucking kill some people. I think that's what I'm looking at this time.
You know, coincidentally, I was thinking that you might become a serial killer.
Yeah.
What a coincidence!
Hey!
Oh, no, call police. Well, the year after this is gonna be my year, though.
So then you get to kill some people.
That's not how I would look at it, please.
No, all right. This year, I'm gonna get out there, Rudy. Mm. That's whatever that means. That's the goal. All
right. Right. Should we introduce the podcast?
Should we?
I think we should. It's New Year's. New Year, old us. Let's go.
Yes, this is our advice podcast in which we get sent emails from our email and we answer them to, well, give advice.
Wedding advice is what we're doing.
Wedding advice? I love this. You know, anyways, okay, you know what? Okay, let me actually introduce this and then I can segue to this. All right. It's the Vagabond Dilemma, where we pick an explorer every week. Or something exploration related, you know.
I was gonna say, it's become a loose term these days.
Yeah, well, it's fine, you know.
It is fine. You know, maybe let's make a New Year's resolution, or rather a promise, for this podcast for the New Year, huh?
All right.
And it would be, I think that, for those who listen to us, I feel like there's gonna be more, how Henry already put it, more of the exploration part of the podcast, not specifically that being an explorer, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think our resolution should be we do what we want, and that's fucking, yeah, you better
that
be able
to
deal
said,
with it.
I think Jeffrey Dahmer was right.
Alright.
I haven't even watched the series, by the way.
Do you know what he's about or not?
Cannibal, right?
Alright, let's cancel this motherfucker.
Wasn't he a cannibal?
I think he was. I'm just saying, you know, you just said that you agreed with what he did.
I mean, I eat some Twinks out on Friday sometimes.
Alright. This is the Vagabond Dilemma. This is the it really is. It's about exploration of several different areas. For Rudy, it's about exploration of the body, apparently. For the rest of us, it's about, like, land exploration. Just that's it, right? Or did I miss something? Oh yeah, now we talk about, we theorize their demise. Ooh.
Ooh.
So, Rudy.
Yeah.
I have some news which was brought to my attention.
Yeah.
We have, for the first time, this deep into the podcast, we got some emails.
We got emails?
We got emails, yeah. From an anonymous sender.
Is that true? Is it actually anonymous, or do you know who it is?
I know who it is, but I'm not going to reveal it on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And
it's going to just be, you suck.
Well, the first one was, Dear Grumpy
Henry. The first
Henry.
One? There's more?
Yes. I'll explain it later. Well, to you, not to the listeners.
Uh-oh.
Private conversation moment. Uh-oh. Anyway, the first one was, Dear Grumpy Henry, go fuck yourself. So, that's very nice.
Oh, wait. This seems like something I've forgotten, but is this something about that I was right?
Well, that's another one is, yes. I have heard of the Diatlov Pass before, so you better apologize.
Oh, yes.
So, I hereby apologize for not knowing about the Diatlov Pass. I'm sorry that I'm culturally out of tone, I guess.
Hell yes!
What
the power!
That?
The power surging through my veins!
Alright.
Thank you, whoever it is. Thank you. My heart goes out to you today.
That's lovely. Yeah. Thank you for the emails. If anybody else has something to say, you know. This is mostly advertisements in the inbox, so... It's a welcome change. All right. Anyway, that's
Thank
it
you for
my
email,
end.
By the way,
should we get into the
yes
exploration?
I am sitting on my toes.
That's
in anticipation of your episode.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I have a very stupid intro here for this explorer. This has nothing to do with the explorer, but just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Rudy, when you wake up in the morning, what do you do? You know, what's your order of business?
Well, if we go from actually what happened this morning, I open my eyes, And the first thing I said today, which is a true story, by the way. Harry Potter, the boy who lived, has come to die.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been doing Voldemort impressions the past days.
Oh my god.
I've gotten pretty good. Oh, Abracadabra!
Well, unfortunately, I can't rate them since I have never watched Harry Potter, but I bet that was great.
Okay, then I also do a front flip out of my bed, if right. I think I've mentioned this in the podcast sometime.
I hate to say this, Rudy, but you're going to have to increase the speed of your steps.
Okay, then, well, in that case, shower.
All right, now we've come to our area of interest. What object...
My shower?
In the... Hell yeah. Hey.
Oh, ooh. Creep.
What object in the bathroom is your favorite?
This is so, well...
Keep it simple.
I'm gonna keep it PG.
Yes, it is PG, for the record.
Okay, the favorite object in my shower is...
Not in your shower, necessarily, but in the bathroom.
Oh, in the bathroom, my
and
favorite object.
It's there always, basically, in a standard bathroom. So it's not like shampoo or something.
A toaster.
Hell yeah, brother.
No, it's probably a toothbrush. Because it's always used, right? Or like a deodorant or
so,
perfume.
What's the steps? I'm dragging this on way too much. Whatever. All right, I've committed at this point. What's the steps in using your toothbrush, right?
What the fuck is this now? Is this you telling me that I have to brush my teeth more often?
No.
Okay, well, you put on the toothpaste.
Yes.
No, wait, you open the tap. You run the thing out of the tap. Then
oh my
you
god,
do the
what
toothpaste.
Did you say? The tap?
Yes.
Also known as faucet.
Yes. Oh
today
my
god! Today we're talking
god!
About Percy Faucet.
It's Percy Faucet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Today is Percy Faucet.
You know what? I'm gonna stand up for this. This was good and... Oh my right. god.
And as a very minor aside, because I was looking this up, when do you think the faucet was invented? Because this was actually kind of surprising to me.
The faucet was invented... okay, tell me this first. It's going to be a very specific question. Before or after flush toilets?
Before.
Then 1400 around.
It was 1700 BC.
What the fuck?
There you go. People in the... Well... I was kind of surprised, but I read like that, for example, the Romans were also using faucets already, you know, for bathhouses, for example.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that was quite interesting. All right. Now to the actual explorer. Sorry, that was just, you know, I don't know. Sometimes you just have to get out there as well.
Go on.
All right, today we're talking about Percy Faucet. Which is a British explorer, who was born on the 18th August of 1867. 67. Yeah, I said that right. Sorry, I was getting confused by myself there for a second. All right. So, he studied in England, and at the age of 19, he enrolled for military training. I'm going to keep his military history a bit brief here, since it's not that interesting in my opinion.
It's also quite a big story, so.
Yes, so he enrolled for military training, and later on he became captain, and ended up serving in a variety of places, which are Hong Kong, Malta, Sri Lanka, all for the British Army, but also South America, for example. In the early 1900s, and I love this for him, he joined a geographic surveying / map-making society, known as the Royal... Well, it's a cult I'd like to be part of. Called the Royal Geographical Society.
Oh, that sounds something straight out for you.
Yeah, you know, it also sounds like they have a stick like kilometers up their ass. But that's just how it is back in their early days, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's who he was, exploring for initially. Mm-hmm. So, he did several expeditions. So he went to South America for the RGS, the Royal Geographical Society, mm-hmm. To map a jungle on the border of Bolivia and Brazil, for which they had been commissioned because they were an unbiased third party. So they would like explore and stuff without, you know, being
this
biased.
Sentence is going places.
Well, I was trying to think of how to say it, but it's just like that they're not biased about like withholding information, for example, for either of Bolivia or Brazil.
Yeah.
So that's the deal. And he reported on this journey to have seen a 19-meter long anaconda.
19-meter long!
Yes, but scientists didn't believe him and made fun of him for it. So, you know.
Well, this day and age, girls would be like, I've seen bigger.
And he also
imagine that big of a snake. Okay, can I take a second?
Yes.
I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast, but like, I have what I would say two main phobias, right? I have thalassophobia, and then I'm also very uneasy in the dark if I'm alone, right?
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, as in, like, if it's a big space or, like, a big house and I'm alone in the house at night, and this is me playing the horror games on my own, right? As, like, this is what I do here. But if you would place me in that kind of house, Brana, if there's somebody else, complete. The fear is completely gone, even if I know that there are somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, I get that.
But then there are some, what I would say is the like, I guess those fears that I wouldn't call phobias, but it is something that I know of myself that I'm wary of, you know? And two of those things are, and what you just named, the animal, combines two of them perfectly. First of all, I'm not really afraid of animals, but what I'm uneasy of is those animals that have the potential of sitting in one place and then in a split second being at another end of the earth. You know what I mean? For example, a snake, right? You know when it like curls up and it's just like a bundle, like small snakes or something. And then you probably have seen in movies or something, they can just launch themselves like in quite a huge radius around themselves, right? The potential
really?
Of being that fast, yeah. Or like a spider, for you. It's a better example, a spider. It's just there, and then in a split second, it can be in the other end of the room is how fast it moves. Like, the idea of something sitting still, and then the potential of it moving super fast towards you is just nah. And then, the other fear is, I am uneasy of things that are bigger than they should be. You know what I mean? For example, I am not per se afraid of spiders, but if I see a humongous spider,
yeah.
Nah, thank you. The same would be with any other animal, or I think, no, object is not really, but...
So when you go into the store and walk through the chip section and you see a party pack of chips, you're like, oh!
Fucking moron. But imagine a humongous snake can move fast. It's just like, what can you do but shit yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a fun encounter. Well, that's why exploration is not for the faint of heart, isn't it?
On my way to Amazon.
I mean, is this to prove something to yourself or to me?
Yes. Because that's why we look fear in the eye and we do the things we fear of, to prove to ourselves things. That is,
well,
quote me on that, please.
Okay. Lovely. In any case, he also found a couple more undocumented animals, you know, stuff like that. Just your run-of-the-mill exploration. Mm-hmm. All right. In South America, he was also stationed there by the military at that point. He did several more explorations from Brazil to Peru to Bolivia, you know, just hanging out, jungle stuff, you know, just another day
George
at the races,
of the
basically.
Jungle.
And he was always nice to the locals by giving them gifts, that kind of stuff, you know. He was a respectful explorer.
I've also heard
apparently.
This about him.
That's nice, you know.
You see,
not every day, yeah.
Good people's reputations prevail way longer than others.
That's right.
If you do something good, people will remember it. But they won't do anything about it because they're pricks, twats, and mostly idiots.
What do you mean, do something about it?
Well, if I do something good for you, why don't you do something good for me? That's, you know what, that's a different conversation. My therapist needs to hear about this. Keep moving.
Is this how you feel, Rudy?
Come on, keep going.
Actually, you know what? That brought something up in me. I'll talk to you about it after the episode.
Oh, no. This is what your mom tells you. We have to talk.
All right. Okay. So after his retirement from the army in 1911, he kept exploring the jungle very extensively, like hundreds of kilometers. And along the way, he also got like intrigued about the lost city of Zed, which he thought was somewhere in there.
Is there a backstory of what he thought is lost city of Zed?
The theory is that it was the ruins of an ancient city deep in the Amazon jungle that had been abandoned and not rediscovered. Although there were like reports from another explorer that they had found something which like resembled like ruins and a temple and stuff, but they hadn't written down the location. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it was basically, yeah, just a lost city of an ancient civilization that, totally, you know, would be, that, you know, I'm not gonna lie, if there was an ancient civilization city in my backyard, I would go have a look. That's all I'm saying.
Your you backyard. Know? He's from England in South America. Well, for colonizers, everything's your backyard, isn't it?
Truly.
But he was not. He was a good one.
Yes. So that's, he really wanted to find that, and so he did multiple explorations for it as well. During World War One, he briefly served back in the army. And then he went back to Brazil to look for the city of Zed more. And on a solo mission, he had to stop because he got a fever and he shot his packing animal. I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe for food or whatever. It didn't say why, but
I think it was for food, if I remember correctly.
Well, sometimes you gotta eat, is all I gotta say about that, you know?
Rip the horses.
Alright, so the quick little Arab explanation. So the main explorations for the city of Zed, you know, took place after World War One. So their equipment was modern for the time. Oh yeah, well, he went with a little group, so that's why I wrote there. But anyway, their equipment was modern for the time. They were well prepared with all sorts of guns and navigational equipment, food, etc., etc. And of course, just like today, honestly, a lot of the Amazon jungle was still unexplored, so it was definitely a challenge and a risk to get in there, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of possibility for contact with unknown tribes and circumstances and little oopsies, you know, it's all in there.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you know, it's still largely unexplored because, well, it's hard to explore. And that brings me, just before I go to the mission where it all goes wrong, I want to talk about, well,
please, what the fuck?
The deforestation of the Amazon, Rudy. Because it's something that you don't hear enough about, really, you know? It's a beautiful rainforest, and it gets cut down more every year because of money, really. To make space, I think, that's, it was to true, make space for a lot of cattle back when I learned about it initially.
Yeah, you also raise a good point, because I've been we studying in the university that we study, right? Our education is mostly based towards sustainable future, right?
Yeah.
And we, in, let's say, our university bubble, hear about this quite often, but studying here for years, you kind of forget that that's not the case for most of the outside world.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every time I go travel somewhere or I visit my parents' place, every time I talk about sustainability or I hear about something like that, it's like, oh my god, now that I think about it, I've never heard them talk about it here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is something you kind of have to be in the circles to get a lot of news and stuff about it, you know?
Yes.
It's not something necessarily that comes up randomly, let's say.
Truly. But people, please save the planet.
Yes, so I have one little quiz question for this. And that's, how much of the Amazon was deforested in a specific period between 2021 and 2022?
Only 1 year?
Yes.
Oh my god, this is going to make me sad, probably, the fact. Because if you're asking me about 1 year, it's probably a number bigger than it should have been.
Well, I saw the graph of like the development over the years, and that was quite interesting, let's say.
Okay, what units do I have to use? Percentage?
Kilometers squared, just yeah.
Square kilometers, oh my god, I have no idea.
Or you can just give like an approximation, like say half of Germany, for example.
Okay, that will be easier for me. Then
it's big, by the way.
Not that much. Let's say.
And just for reference, I looked up the size of the Netherlands and Latvia, so those are the best ones you can use for me.
Okay. It is a bit bigger than Latvia, which is bigger than Netherlands, right?
Yes, and the answer is no. It's not that bad.
Okay.
But it's 1/4 of the Netherlands, so that's around
all forest.
Yes, all forest. And that would be about 1/6 of Latvia also, just for reference, since I, you know, looked it up anyway. It's about 11,000 square kilometers.
Jesus Christ.
And that has been increasing again in recent years. So, you know, let's hope it goes back down, basically. It really... I don't know. It's a struggle, I guess.
Lungs of the earth. And we are the cancer.
Yep. Well, just with that fun fact out of the way, let's go to the final mission.
Hell yeah! Woohoo! Spirits high!
Alright. Let's get hyped. Woo!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
In 1924, he once again set out together with a small group, including
his son.
Well, one of his sons, to find the city of Zed. And he mentioned, this is a real funny one, a real knee slapper, that if they don't come back, they shouldn't be looked for, so that the search party doesn't end up suffering the same outcome, aka being lost / dying.
Yup.
So, they were well prepared, as I mentioned earlier, and they were also experienced. In their last letter of contact, they were somewhere at one of the Amazon tributaries in North Brazil. And he sent a letter to his wife where he said that he was ready to enter unexplored lands, that they were optimistic and that they were not afraid of getting lost. And then they were never heard from again. After 2 years, they were considered officially lost well, probably dead at that point, but you know, who knows? Officially lost. That's where it ends. So, Rudy.
Well.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that hard to know exactly what happened.
Of course it is.
Henry, if
it
you
never
would
is
find
for you.
The city of Zed, right?
Yes.
Which, I mean, there are people who say it's not the same city, but listen. There's only one city in the deep Amazon that people have been searching for years, millennia, and decades, right?
Right.
The Spanish conquistadors tried to get it. They didn't. Now this guy tried, and you know what? Maybe he did find it. Would you want to
yes.
live in a city that's so rich you don't need to live anywhere else?
Right. Well, I guess...
You know which city I'm talking about, right?
Do I?
The city of El Dorado.
Oh, okay, I did actually. I feel proud of myself.
Yes.
Yeah, well...
Imagine, you've seen the cartoon, right? Of those people, those two... It's an old cartoon, but basically two folks, scoundrels, really, find El Dorado, and then they live there and whatnot, and the plot basically ends that they go back to the real world from El Dorado and seal the way so nobody else can ever find it.
I haven't seen that, actually.
It's quite a good cartoon. Very colorful. But the main idea is, it's a city made of gold, for those who don't know. The legend says that it's all made of gold and jewels, because the natives that's not the story. It's the city made by gods as a gift to their natives, or something like that. It's okay. It's either that the natives built this city for the gods and then continued living there, or that the gods themselves built the city and then after a while ascended to heaven and the people around there just, you know, moved into the city. I don't remember which one
they
it
were
is.
Like, well, they're gone now, so I guess it's our turn. Hey.
Yeah, but imagine, like, this is basically, okay, back then in the day, you go around, Percy Fawcett, as far as I remember, he lived in a good, like, farmish kind of estate when he was at home, right? He had a wife, he had two children, right?
Yes.
Right. And I'm gonna be honest, what's in there in England to look at? Cows, fields, grass.
Yes.
Of course he goes to Amazon Forest. And he's like, holy shit, this land, the opportunities. And then imagine in that day and age, you go to, I don't know, El Dorado. And if they're rich, they're probably advanced. And you can, what are we talking about? What era is this?
Early 1900s.
Early 1900s. Imagine he finds McDonald's, because they're advanced.
That's your explanation. That's your first
or
thought.
Or H&M or Zara. Or he goes in and there's like, hi, sir, welcome to Wendy's.
I thought you were going to say like computers or some shit. It's just all the franchises are there before they're supposed to be.
Well, the computers probably not, but... Or it's like Wakanda, but El Dorado in you know, Amazon Forest.
Right. It's just South America's El Dorado.
Well, El Dorado was supposed to be in South America, so it's... Yes.
What? I thought it was in Mexico.
Was it?
I don't know. Let's
I think
just
it
say...
was in Amazon. Well, supposedly.
I don't know. In any case. Go on, Rudy. They find it. So?
Well, yeah,
they just
stay...
end up living
there? I mean, I'm sorry. I have a wife and another child at home. But listen. Listen.
Listen.
People leave their homes for less. These folks yes. hit the jackpot. We actually, Giovanni Caboto, if I remember correctly, right? The explorer I did for one of the previous episodes. He left his family just because he was in debt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Exactly.
I guess that's
exactly.
true, yeah.
It's a false proof. Is that how I say it? Whatever. It's a foolproof plan. Foolproof analysis right. and foolproof resolution.
Well, you know, being me, I have to take a darker twist on this.
It's always going to be something with money, but keep going.
It's something with money. Yeah, it really is. So what happened
something
is...
Something about a divorce?
Well, that's one way, but I prefer... Let's take it a different route.
Okay.
So, he was always nice to the natives, right?
Yes.
So giving gifts and stuff.
Yes.
So he got info. He found the city.
Got it.
And then he set up this cheeky, for lack of a better term, plan where he sends his wife mail. Oh, we're going to be fine. We're going to be just fine. We're going to get out there to unexplored territory. And then they go to the city and they slowly start siphoning out all the riches. You know? They are declared lost, but meanwhile, in secrecy, he has written code to his wife, who is now like, oh my god, they're gone, whatever shall we do? And meanwhile, you know, they're getting all the riches out there, selling it off on the black market, I guess.
This is the capitalism, the origins of it.
Exactly, and then after a few years, once they've gotten all the gold, they just rename themselves, bring the wife over from Britain down to South America, and they vibe in the biggest
this
palace
is untold
that
story,
exists.
The truth untold of how Jeff Bezos became rich. He was rich
Jeff
already.
Bezos
His family
backstory.
Was rich, and if you look at the roots, Percy Fawcett.
Oh my god.
No, Percy truly, it makes Fawcett. Sense. Also, you know what else would make sense?
Well,
Amazon, unexplored regions and whatnot. They could have found myriads of animals that people thought maybe would have been extinct. And actually, it surprised me that it took me so long to get to this. But have I ever talked about the possibility of dinosaurs?
You haven't, no.
Like, imagine Nessie, but in Amazon pond. or your average velociraptor living in those woods and just sees these succulent people and just snatches them.
Isn't a velociraptor about hunting?
Yeah.
So wouldn't they specifically struggle in like a dense forest?
No.
Or maybe that's what they want you to think.
Well, they used to live in big forests.
Yeah, but...
because it used to be the case. Now it's no longer that. But in dinosaur times, when it was still Pangaea.
Back in their day.
Yes. as far as I know, the climate, like, the variety of plants, I think, percentage-wise or like comparatively, wasn't as big as now.
Okay.
Because everything was one big continent, so there were no reason for them to, like, you know, divide into different species like it is for us with different continents right now.
Right.
I think I've heard this fact somewhere. So...
I mean, I can believe that. That it does, like, make sense.
But yeah, and most of it was big, dense forests.
Hmm.
So there you go. Velociraptors chilling in the forests. Oh, I know. He found a seer.
A seer?
Yeah, you know, prophets, people, those see the future or whatever. Or those shamans who live in the woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were like, I see you. Your animal, your totem, the silver turtle. You must not set foot back in England. Because of this and that. And then he was like, holy shit, this dude, how did he know that I like turtles?
And that's what got him.
And then his son was like, but dad, I want to go back. And then the seer looks at his son. And you, the coal-faced squirrel. You must stay in the Amazon forest. And whilst in reality the shaman was just baiting for time, because you don't get a lot of food as a shaman. It doesn't pay as well as it used to, because back in the day shamans used to be about shit, you know. The chieftains right. listened to them. They were basically the closest thing you can have to God. But when people grow smart and understand that there's no gods, well, shaman is like, you know, it's tough shit to survive. Especially if you're old, you can't even chew a nut anymore. So he calls his pet crocodile, and crocodiles can, well, you heard this probably, crocodile gut, whatever it's called, the acid, the stomach acid, right?
Yes.
It can even pulverize iron, or small iron, like arrowheads, allegedly.
Ooh.
So yeah, he calls his pet crocodile, he's like, get these people, you know, make a more, mince the meat, please, and then we can eat. And I'm gonna survive for the next month. And this is how I get the usual bunch who wild and in the Amazon.
So for the shaman, the crocodile is basically the meat processing plant.
Yes.
And then what? He eats his shit, basically?
I think crocodile can just, like, you know...
The crocodile vomits them out again.
Or it just... A crocodile like... just takes a half, chews it a bit, and spits it out like a bird mother.
And then when it comes out, it's like one of those prepackaged mince meats you get at the stores, you know?
It comes with a plastic wrapper on. This is the origins of McDonald's. And then the shaman just goes, loving it.
That's why they cut down the rainforest more, because they're looking for these crocodiles, which are producing all the burgers for McDonald's, you know?
Oh my god. And McDonald's is trying their best to hide them.
Exactly. If you work at McDonald's and you get, like, you become high level, you get to go to the back room where there's just a ton of crocodiles just spitting out hamburgers.
Oh my god. Holy Jesus Christus. Or Tarzan snatched him. He became Tarzan.
Now that's a good one. But wasn't Tarzan in Africa?
Then he became George of the Jungle. There were two, right?
Wasn't that a monkey?
Was it? I remember one by who's that actor? The one who played in Mummy.
Oh, it wasn't. I thought it was a monkey. No, it's just. It's just George. You vibing?
Yeah, you vibing. So yeah, George of the Jungle. Maybe Percy Fawcett was that.
He was the original. He was the inspiration for all.
Because he has such an exquisite name, Percy Fawcett. But give a couple of months on Amazon, and the only thing that you devolve to is George of the Jungle.
He just lost his vocab over the the like passing of time, and all he remembered at
and
the end was
after a while,
George?
His wife goes to the forest, and he's like, "Where's my husband?" And all she hears is like, "Oh." This man comes out in the bush and he's like, Percy! No. Me, George. The son comes
and
out.
That's
apes
all they
together
needed.
Strong.
Oh my god, that's all they needed. It's like, well, you look a lot like Percy. No, George.
No.
Oh,
George.
My bad. Bye.
You looked similar. Ah, maybe after the next turn. But Henry, what about your ideas?
Well, I don't know. You know, I was thinking maybe. So the Amazon is still largely unexplored, right?
Yeah.
I think. What if they didn't find the city? But I have a conspiracy theory.
They found the
and
town.
I don't know where this is going. That. Okay, so nowadays you can see it from satellite images, what it looks like from above, right?
Not if the trees are above it.
Exactly.
Oh!
That's what I'm saying. So they go into the jungle, and if you go deep enough, it's basically just the treetops which are covering a huge, I don't know, gathering. It's just a nice little hangout in there, you know, a utopian society, really.
And
but it's not ancient ruins, it's just a modern, you know, hangout.
Yeah, I get it.
And they could just, I don't know, they just hung out, you know. You could live among the animals. And everybody's nice. Now that's something that you wouldn't want to go back to England from,
and
right?
And they have some kind of thing that they become, that they stay young. Basically,
yeah,
the Garden
very
of Eden,
important.
But the actual one, the fountain.
They stay young up there.
What?
They stay young in the Garden of Eden.
I don't know. Don't they? I don't read science fiction
that
much as I used to.
Isn't that kind of ageist? What's wrong with being old?
Well, nothing?
Or is aging the punishment?
Technically nothing, except everything.
What do you mean?
Isn't it that this is now a philosophical debate?
Uh-huh. Go on.
Isn't it kind of rude to become...
To age?
To age, and then everything starts hurting, and it's like, you are... Like, if you would look... At, let's say, let's start drawing a line. Everybody imagine this. X-axis is time, Y-axis is, no, yes. And Y-axis is, let's say, your how are you feeling, right? As in, like, your prime axis. I don't know how to, your health, basically, right?
Right.
Then we start going from zero. This is mathematics now. You start going, I would say, not logarithmically, negatively, exponentially upwards, right? So it's an arc that slows down towards the top.
Okay.
And that's already at like, and you reach your top at let's say 25. And then from 25 till you're 90, it just linearly goes down all the time.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of rude? from whoever evolution did this to us, I guess. But still, like, Look at crocodiles.
Nice, yeah.
Look at how their genes work. They become older, but they don't die because of age. Because I think the thing about them is they regenerate their cells faster than they die. But they die of natural causes mostly.
Okay, wait. A real question. Do they? If your cells regenerate faster than they die, you said, right?
Yes.
Do you still visibly age?
I don't think so.
Or is it just that you're, like, in fine health the entire time?
I don't think you're in fine health because... No, okay, I can't really say because... I don't think that...
Because you don't know what a hot crocodile looks
yes.
like.
No, but it's the same as with why tortoises live for so long. It's like they become older, right, and it's harder for them to move. But technically, if you would, I think if you keep feeding them, or if they get provided, you know, enough food and whatnot, they live for like really, 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 really long.
Yeah, but crocodiles, but turtles in the wild, are kind of ugly.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are turtles ugly now?
I don't know. Just look at the. It's just like when they're running there with their head out. It's just
okay.
Like,
first
Jesus
of all,
Christ,
what
buddy.
Have you been on that you've seen a running turtle?
When they're okay, when they're just chilling out in the field, then I'm just thinking of the last time I went to a zoo,
and I saw a running turtle. Just
and it was sprinting. You wanted to get out there, you know. It was a really, really young whippersnapper.
I fucking imagine you just going down the street and a turtle, like literally in a matter of a second, meow.
And then I'm just like, nobody's ever going to believe this.
Oy, Lord Almighty.
All right. Anyway, to get back on track, I guess, should we go to the resolution?
Can I guess the resolution? Let's see if I remember it correctly.
Yes.
Well, firstly, they were never found.
Yes.
And then, didn't the wife do something? They were also not looked for.
That is not true.
That is not true. Then you go on.
So, remember that he said, don't look for us if we don't come back?
Yes.
So they looked for him, because he didn't come back. Well, a lot of people volunteered, apparently, to go look for him. And at least one person died, so that's a real nice, don't look for us because you might die, coming true, you know. Lovely. They were never found, as you said. There was a lot of theories, which range a lot, but I don't think there was ever a final resolution. So the theories range from, you know, dying from illness in the jungle or exhaustion or lack of food, to getting killed by the natives for setting foot on their territory, for not bringing them enough gifts, for sleeping with the chief's wife. That was an interesting one.
Jesus Christ, okay.
And yeah, stuff like that. But like I said, I don't think there was ever a final consensus, just maybes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
All I'm saying is if I was out in the jungle exploring, I would not sleep with the, you know, the native's chief's wife. That would not be my first step.
Truly. But, I mean, you know, good job, Henry, I want to say, because this is, this, I think, is personally my favorite explorer of all time.
Oh, really? Then you should have said that. I would have left it for you.
No, that's exactly why I didn't want to do it, because I have seen, there's a movie about this guy, the most recent, it's called The City of Zed. I think Tom Holland even plays the son in it.
There you go.
Yeah, and I've seen it a couple of years ago. And it's just, it's a story I've heard multiple times. It's just, I just remember that they never found it. I never remember they, you know, people kept looking. And I saw the movie, it was, well, the way the trailer was precipiced when it first came out, I thought it's going to be more like a, you know, like adventure type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it was more heavy. In a sense of, there was underlying messages throughout the whole movie, and I was too young to understand them. So I rewatched the movie a couple, I think like 2 years ago again, and I was like, now I look at this movie completely differently.
Wait, what way?
Because it wasn't, the trailer kind of looked like it's just going to be your typical adventure / action movie.
Yeah.
But the movie was actually, you know, heavily based on facts, and it was basically autobiography of his.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
And the movie took the liberty of also coming up with a possible good ending. Because I think at the end of the movie... Actually, do you want to know? Should I spoil this?
We could watch this sometime.
Then I won't spoil it. Because they take the liberty of coming up to an ending there.
Interesting.
Yes, but Percy Fawcett is a crown jewel of the explorers. It's a name that... If you're semi-interested even in exploring, you should know this name. No, honestly, truly. The same as with...
All right, sorry.
Roald Amundsen.
There you go. Two that I did not know before we actually covered them, so...
What else? Hudson. Hudson is a great one. We have.
Hey,
we have
Mr. Hudson. I like Mr. Hudson.
Of course, you like Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, because well, you do, well, you get it. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. That was well, it. If you want to give us feedback to the mail that I will now more frequently check again, please send us an email at thevagabonddilemma@gmail.com. It can be just a comment. You know, you can also just, I don't know. Really, you have the liberty of writing anything that you want, so just feel free to send something, you know?
Send him a virus.
Yeah, alright. Not anything, I guess, but most things are acceptable.
It's like you try to open an email and the antivirus kicks in. It's like, huh?
Or if you want to give a little bit more personal feedback, you can go to
right,
my
do
dear
this
friend.
Bit. Yeah, please, I beg of you. Write me something on Instagram with, what was my name on Instagram? 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, root is 3 zeros. Please, I am waiting. I am begging. I'm sitting there at your mercy. Do whatever you want with me in the DMs.
Jesus Christ. Like sending a virus, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody, and have a nice rest of your day then. Bye.
Indeed. Get lost, Squidward.